shit sound relaxing as hell.
That it does, that it does. Just skip
it. Sound like a city. Skip it.
And we're in here like Spinware's never been there.
Yes, yes, yes. Happy Friday. We here, man.
This is episode 10 of the Looney Tunes. And episode...
What, 69?
Six. 66, 6666.
Yeah, I'm getting my... Yeah, so get my numbers confused. Anyway, this is Real, a.k.a. Truth, man. M-U-F-F, the host. What up?
It's a collaborative. Again, another collaborative. Episode 10 of the Looney Tunes. I'm your host, Nikki Podcast. Nikki J. Fox. The host with the most notes. Mr. Hold Nothing Back. Plenty of monikers. And plenty of monikers. Is it me telling you I have plenty of monikers? And plenty of monikers. Is it just a nickname? Plenty of monikers is a way of living.
How many of these went and did? That's the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it was episode 7 and 64.
I gotcha.
Now it's 10 and 66.
This nigga's been forever since we did that for some reason.
Yeah.
It's been that long ago, though.
Yep.
How convenient is that? Wow. How convenient is fucking that?
It's Friday, man. I am fucking happy. This has been the longest week I've had in a long time.
Oh, man.
Shit been rough. But I made it. What's been going on, man? How the week been?
As long as you make it, that's all it matters.
You right. As long as I make it, and I made it, goddammit.
It's just been another week to me, man.
Another week, man.
This week ain't no different than last week, and next week ain't gonna be no different than this week.
You gotta get more excitement in your weeks, man.
It's all the same. It's all the same.
Okay, man. Whatever floats your boat. I guess this is a carefree way to look at life. Just no excitement, just chill.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
It's all the same.
What's going on in
Verses, man? Verses?
Verses. Wanna go in get into Verses?
Yeah, might as well get into Verses first.
Okay. You didn't like it, man.
I ain't gonna say I didn't like it. It just wasn't my milieu. Wasn't my cup of tea, you know?
Okay. Who you got winning?
They didn't do their due diligence.
Okay. You think they prepared?
They were not.
Okay.
They were just doing it to do. I think 2 Chainz came in there with a game plan and Ross just fucked them all up.
Yeah.
Two plan. 2 Chainz was planning on going first and he was gonna play a story and all that, but he let Ross introduce himself and Ross just said, you know, it's your boy Rick Ross, you know you're looking at 80 million strong. Sneak play that. Didn't even let it go back to Chainz.
Hey, Ross was trying to jail, man.
Just sneak play that. And he played BMF first go.
And that's a hard shit. That's a hard song to start off.
And then when that song went off, 2 Chainz was like, I was gonna go first, you know, but you know, yeah, you came in with that, but
2 Chainz trying to be cool too.
And then you know, when they're supposed to do the first 10, they're supposed to switch up. You know, Ross go first, the first 10, and then Chainz go first, the last 10.
Yeah.
They didn't do that. Chainz was like, ain't it my turn? Don't I get to play 2 in a row? Because I go last round 10 and first round 11. So that's 2 in a row.
Yeah.
Ray Ross, sneak, play that. Damn, bro. Oh, man. And I thought 2 Chainz was finna go off on his DJ. Because it was one of his top songs ever. I think it's I'll Be Fresh as Hell the Fed. Yeah. Watch. He let the verse play. And then when I Be Fresh as Hell as the Fed was supposed to come on, he just stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 Chainz was like, man, you stopped. That's the best part of the fucking song. So, you know, it was just a fucking conjunctified fuck up, really.
It was interesting. It was interesting.
Did you watch it from the beginning to end?
No, I didn't watch the whole thing. I want to go back and watch it, though.
When it first come on, were you watching or listening?
I was listening.
Okay.
Then the clips
Apple Music or IG?
Everywhere I could. I was on IG some of the time.
When you first started, what was you on?
IG.
It sounds better on Apple Music to me.
It does?
Yep. And it's in HD.
You got 9 times listen to it on Tidal.
On Revolt?
No, the app Tidal.
Yeah, but I'm saying, does it play it off of Revolt through the app Tidal?
Oh, I don't know. I just go in there and hit it. Listen to the audio. But it was interesting, though.
Well, that many people in there, when I kept looking at the numbers, you know, I think as high as it got when I was looking at it, was like 130,000.
Yeah, that was kind of surprising.
And when you're looking at the boss, you're looking at 80 million. Strong.
Pop it, champ.
And there's only one way to get it. Let's go.
That's what happened. He wasn't even supposed to play the song right there.
There you go.
So it was supposed to go back to 2 Chainz. Usually they let you skip it. I was going to skip it and see what 2 Chainz played next. But I'm sure I can find a list on the internet.
I wonder what the overall numbers for that battle was. Because I don't know if it
Versus got, or Apple One needs to start keeping score, man.
I don't know if it got the excitement I thought it was going
to get. Nah, it didn't.
Oh, that was interesting to me. But, well, no, it's, I guess not because they both are underrated. And they just have a different, I don't know, I guess energy around them. Like say, 2 Chainz gets respect, but I don't know if he just is respected the way he wants to be, which well, he isn't. Not the way he wants to be, and Rick Ross would say the same thing.
Every time he was given a narrative of one of his songs, it's got a plaque. This one got a plaque.
Yeah, I think Ross feels a way about not being more, I guess, nationally known. Or just more celebrated.
Okay, first up, Ross played BMF. 2 Chainz came back with No Lie. Which one you got?
BMF. I think BMF gets it's
I call that one a tie, really.
Yeah, that's both of them are some hard songs, but I give a slight edge to BMF.
I gave it a tie.
Both of them are hard though.
Let me get my pen so I can start keeping my score.
Yeah. That's not a bad reply for 2 Chainz, but
going deep dive into this.
That BMF had a big impact when it first came out though. So you're giving that a tie?
Yeah, I'm giving that one a tie.
Okay. I'm gonna give a slight edge to Ross. Just a very slight edge.
Like okay, round 2. Hustling versus I'm Different. I get that one to Ross.
Yeah, that's automatic.
Yeah. It's an automatic. Round 3. Rick Ross played his verse off of the song John from Lil Wayne.
Ooh, it's a good one.
And A$AP Rocky played Fucking Problem.
Giving that to Ross.
I'm giving that to Chainz.
I'm giving it to John.
I'm giving it to 2.
Yeah, Ross killed that John. He killed that John verse.
Round 4. Rick Ross played Rich Forever featuring John Legend. 2 Chainz. Spend It. I got to get that to Ross.
Yeah, I'm giving that to Ross too.
Hey, and Ross got all into it too. He was singing at John Legend Park. <Pitty. laughs> He's doing all type of shit like
Ross
that.
Ross is a musical guy.
Yeah. Round 5. Diced Pineapples against Duffel Bag Boy. I gotta go with Ross. No, you know what?
Yeah, I'm kind of rethinking that with myself, man.
Now that I'm playing the song in my head, more people would sing 2 Chainz song walking down by the club.
Shit. I might get up in a tie, man.
You giving that one a tie?
I might get up in a tie.
Round 6, MC Hammer versus I Love Them Strippers featuring Nicki Minaj. More people would know I Love Them Strippers,
yeah.
But as far as which song is better, MC Hammer.
I think I get MC Hammer too.
Yeah. Round seven. Aston Martin Music versus Super Freak.
Aston Martin Music for me. That's my shit.
2 Chainz played his verse from the Young Jeezy song Super Freak.
I don't give a damn what he played.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Aston Martin Music.
Yeah,
that's my shit.
Round eight. Santorini, Greece.
Who?
Versus Bands of Make Her Dance. Gotta get that one to 2 Chainz.
Yeah, I might get on 2 Chainz. Santorini, Greece is hard too, though. But I give some edge to 2 Chainz.
I'm a Boss versus Rich as Fuck. Oh, man, I gotta get that one to tie, man. I gotta get that one to tie.
I think I'm with you with that one, man.
Number 10, Freemason versus Fedge Watch. I gotta get that one to 2.
I'm getting that to Rogers, my shit. I'm biased against that song. I love that song.
Hey, when Rick Ross played Freemason, 2 Chainz, when he was introducing Fez Watch, he said, I ain't got no verse with Jay.
I know he want one, too.
I ain't got no verse with Jay.
I know he want one.
Round 11, The Boss versus Good Drink. I got to get on to The Boss.
Yeah,
I got a fresh lineup, a fresh outfit.
I got to get to The Boss. Ross is different, man. That dude is different. It's just different chains.
Round 12. Jay-Z, Fuck With Me, You Know I Got It. Versus Watch Out. I got to get out on the Ross.
I'm getting on the Ross, too.
Now, I ain't got no song with Jay. He played
Ross
2
got
Jays.
Too many songs
he
with
played
Jay.
2 Jays.
Ross
back
has
to back.
A few songs with Jay.
Devil in a New Dress versus 4 a.m.
Oh, shit. Devil in a New Dress, man. That verse was amazing. Oh, my God. It's one of the best verses.
Yeah, I'm going with Ross too.
In hip hop ever.
Round 14, Tears of Joy.
Oh shit.
Versus Big Mouth. Got to get them to 2 Chainz.
I'm getting Tears of Joy, man. Ross is different. Got CeeLo Green. Oh man.
CeeLo Green don't beat Drake, bro.
Shit, on that song you do.
Stay Scheming.
Oh, that's my shit.
Versus All Me. Came up. That's All Me. I'll me for real. I gotta get that one to 2 Chainz, man.
Dang. I love Stay Scheming. Let me see. I'm getting to Ross.
But you
slight
never,
edge.
You will
slight
never,
edge to Ross. Slight edge
you
to
won't
Ross.
Never see nobody singing the hook to Stay Scheming at the club. Like if you walking down the sidewalk and people singing songs, people would sing All Me before they would sing.
Man, that ain't
Stay
one of
Scheming.
The songs you got. That's one of the songs you just nod your head to, man. Just let the vibe hit you, man.
Round 16. Ross played his verse from French Montana's Pop That. 2 Chainz played It's a Vibe with Janae Aiko, Trey Songz, and Ty Dolla $ign. I gotta get out on the 2 Chainz, man.
I'm gonna get out on the Ross. I like that song. Don't pop that, pop that.
Round 18. I'm Not a Star.
Oh, man.
Versus Birthday Song featuring Kanye West. I gotta get out on the I'm Not a Star, Ricky Rose.
Against the birthday song?
Mm-hmm.
I might get up in the tie. I'm going to get up in the tie.
I skipped around. Round 17. Ross played his verse from I'm On One, DJ Khaled. And 2 Chainz played his verse from Chance's song No Problem. I had to get up in the 2 Chainz, man.
I was the first from. I might tie that one. I might actually tie that one.
You had 2 ties in a row, 17 and 18. Round 19, Rick Ross played Mafia Music. And 2 Chainz played his verse from YG's Big Bank. Big Bank, Take Look, Bank. 2 Chainz.
I'm gonna give him Chainz, man. Give him Chainz. Mafia Music is hard, though. I'm giving him Chainz, though.
Round 20. Rick Ross played Rich Off Cocaine. And 2 Chainz played his Kanye West Mercy.
Slight edge to Chainz. I give him a slight edge. Quick verse, but it was effective. Just the swag he had.
21. Rick Ross played Live Fast, Die Young. And 2 Chainz played Crack. I got to get out on the Rick Ross.
I give a slight edge to Ross on that one. A very slight edge.
Round 22. Rick Ross played Made Men featuring Drake. And 2 Chainz played Nicki Minaj's song, his verse, Bees in the Trap.
That's a good. That's a decent reply.
I gotta go with 2 Chainz, man.
I think I'm edging to Ross. A very slight edge.
Round 23. Rick Ross played his verse from Meek Mill, What's Free? The unreleased version. So I haven't heard it and you haven't heard it. And 2 Chainz played his new song, Moneymaker. Okay. They I'm reading it. Round 23 and 24, they played new songs.
So yeah, so that don't really count. That's the end of it, really.
Yeah, that's the end of it. 22 rounds. Let's tally up the score.
You know Ross won.
One was a tie. So Ross had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Rose had 9. Looking like 2 Chainz won.
That's interesting.
2 Chainz had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
How the hell did that happen?
9, 11, 2. So the original score is 11, 9, 2. 2 Chainz way. So 2 Chainz won the verses in my eyes, 11-9. Never in a million years. That's like 4 verses in a row. I was wrong. 4 in a row.
It be hard to predict something. You think you know what's gonna happen, but it don't happen that way.
4 in a row. But in your verses, Ross would have won because they are like 2 or 3 songs you gave Ross that I gave Chainz.
Yeah. Ross is different, man.
So 22 rounds, 11-9. 2 Chainz way.
Well, it was an interesting battle.
Can you agree with that, any at all?
Hey, I mean, I ain't have him doing that well, but shout out to 2 Chainz.
From now on, the next verses that comes out, and I make my pick, you call the booking, you bet on the other person.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know that's what's going to happen.
I know, right?
Damn, 4 in a row. Damn.
You be trying, man. Maybe if they get... Then you get like somebody you real, real familiar with.
Yeah.
Maybe like Eminem versus Logic or somebody.
But since we on Versus, man, I had somebody want me to do on my next episode of Versus 5 songs, so it'll be real quick. You ain't gotta, you know, this is 20 songs, it's gonna take forever. No, we're just doing 5. They wanted me to do a Versus with whoever my co-host may be, whether it be Muff, Doug, or whoever else, between Future and Lil Wayne. They say they don't care who got to. They just want a 5-song versus Future, Lil Wayne. I'm going to take a Future. Buff's going to take Lil Wayne. You're going to need his phone here,
right? Yeah, I'm going to need it. Let's go.
You want to do rock, paper, scissors, see who goes first?
We can, no matter. All right. I ain't listening so long.
Buff goes. You want to go first? You want me to go first? You going first?
I'll go first.
All right. Muff won. He had rock. I had scissors. He gets to choose whether he wants to go first or I want to go first.
See what I want to start with.
He chose that he wanted to go first.
Yeah.
So, 5 song versus Future versus Lil Wayne.
Should I start off strong or light?
Muff has got Lil Wayne. Nick has got Future. What's going to happen? Who's going to win?
Matter of fact, I'm stumped.
You got to tune in.
Let's go, man. Stars out. Going to the heart. Yeah. Start off light. Instructions are to prepare for an attack by an unknown enemy. Let me get another verse out first.
How much duration of the song are we playing?
What is it, 90 seconds they usually play?
Yeah, 90. Does Lil Wayne go first? Only this part of the speaker's working.
I'ma stop up there. Yeah. Start us off like that.
Hey.
What you got, man?
What do I got?
Do the fans gonna vote who got it?
I guess. Cause you know I'm gonna vote that I won, and you gonna vote that you won.
Of course.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so y'all let us know what's up.
Let us know what's up.
That's a good reply.
On the phone, cooking. At the same damn time, telling wife, telling me. At the same damn time, fucking two bad bitches. At the same damn time. 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 I'm a poodle, I'm a mug. At the same damn time. On the soap, pop bottles. At the same damn time. Hey, Gucci made it Italy. Hey, metal killer. I still had 30 seconds to go, but I wasn't gonna exude it, you know.
But since it's only 5 songs, might well go strong. So let me go strong, oh, man.
Okay.
Let me go strong. It's only 5 songs.
Almighty dollar. Alrighty, y'all. I got to bounce back. That's the bounce back.
Call it how it is.
Right.
Hendrix. I promise to swag.
Junior Lucas killed this song, man.
Yo.
Oh, yeah, dog. He killed everything, though.
Never chase a bitch. Don't do it, man. Don't never chase a bitch, man.
I don't want to go now. Where I want to go? I wish I had all this mixtape shit, but...
No mixtapes.
No mixtape? Well, I ain't got none anyway.
You could YouTube it.
I ain't gonna go with that. I ain't gonna do all that. I'm gonna go here.
Yeah, I'm the only one to get the job done.
Hey.
I don't know a nigga that could cover for me.
Hey.
Yeah, got some game from my day. So she might say she love me, she don't love me like she say she love me. Believe me.
It's the third song, right?
I didn't know what they love me in the street. I'm not trying to find nobody else to beat. I know when they come to see because they are. Believe me. Off the rip, that's the man that put me in the shit. If a nigga fuck with him, I put him down quick. Got a verse for anybody who won't talk about the clip. I've been taking shit like you don't wanna hear me trip. Goddamn.
I would say I ain't got a song with Drake. Shit, there's plenty of.
I know Future, yeah, Future got plenty of Drake.
Shit, they got a whole album together.
Yeah,
two ain't it or just one?
Hope we come out with another one, yeah. So. Wayne coming, y'all know he coming, but yeah.
Yeah, we get to the idea. No, that's really no, that's really all it is the idea. I don't really get the idea, man. It's all that matters.
That's some shit that you don't do. I'ma stay right for my real nigga. That's just some shit that I'm gonna do. Fuck all the commas. Fuck all the
off some commas, nigga. Let's fuck off some commas. Let's do this shit around them.
Hey, hey.
Felch.
Felch.
Shit, shit, don't do.
Cut it out. Cut it out.
Fuck off some commas, yeah. 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 100,000 to 100,000.
You already know.
A million y'all is having money shot.
Let's go.
Fuck off some commas, yeah.
What you got for me?
Hey, where am I going? I don't want to go.
This is number
so
four
many places
here.
I can go. Where I want to go? Where I want to go? I'm take it back, man. I'm take it back real quick. Y'all grew up on this, man.
Hey, hey.
I thought you started off with this.
Yes, the vibe to start out with.
Nah, from the back of no one. Yeah, I should start off with that, but it's all good. Only five songs, got to go in strong.
Yeah.
That's what it do. The only words all on me on just that. Ain't what it do. Rockstar must be the same.
Damn, son, where'd you find this? I ain't heard that on the song in a while. Got it up. You already know, Mr. Hold Nothing Back. Last song, man. Make
last
it count.
Song, last song. Last
make it
song.
Count. Make it count. Make it count.
Wow, wow, I want to go. I go ahead and end it off, man.
End it off, man. That's a boo.
Young money militia, and I am the commissioner. You won't stop me because the F is my militia. So misunderstood, but what's the world without enigma? Two bitches at the same time, synchronized swimmers. Got the girl twisted because she open when you twist her. Never met the bitch, but I fuck her like I missed her. Life is a bitch, and death is her sister. Sleep is the cousin, what a fucking family picture. You know, Father Time.
Yeah. Only 35 seconds, but y'all know where
we ain't gonna waste the time, you know. Hup. I didn't mean to play that. I did mean to play that.
D-Hill.
Hey, I should've put you somewhere where no one can find you. Mansion out in the sticks with nothing around you. Katy, Texas, Dallas, Texas, you know a different environment. Cause you got desires.
I know.
Cause you got desires. I know.
You gotta get the chick from Mississippi to listen to the verses and tell us who won, man.
Oh, yes.
Whatever she say, yeah. That's who wins.
Oh, yeah, she gone. I'm just gonna listen. Regardless. Whatever, see what I gonna listen to. So, yeah.
Whatever she say, whoever win. That's who win.
Okay.
Whatever she say.
Okay, whatever she say. Okay.
Whatever she say.
Okay.
I'm going to take a quick pause for the calls. I want to show Muffin something. We'll be right back. Alrighty, we are back.
Nick Wah.
What in the butt?
Pause. We just watched the South Park, man.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to come back with, but yeah.
Alrighty, Bobby Shmurda, man, is he gonna get out?
I believe he is, man. I believe he gonna get out.
Got a parole hearing August the 17th.
Yeah, man, come on back, Shmurda. Give us some hard shit when you get out.
Tiffany Haddish confirms her relationship with Common, says, I love it, I love him.
We knew it already, Tiffany. Oh, hold up. Speaking of Common,
he's doing some. He's getting charged with sexual assault shit coming out.
The moment she,
that's
fucked up, man.
The irony, man.
Yeah, I know, right? The moment she come out, that's funny.
Anything against minors, or you're not too sure?
I don't know either. But the fact that I said,
I don't want to say it's minors and it not be minors.
The moment she come out, and shit is coming out.
Yeah, the irony,
man. I wish I had my gunshots. That was funny. Common, I hope you didn't do it, man.
This Me Too movement, man, he's fucked, man.
I know, I was just saying, man.
Common raped me. Me too.
To me, the Me Too movement was kind of quiet, but it's kind of toned down, but here we go again.
The Me Too movement was created to get Bill Cosby, and it got Bill Cosby.
Yes.
And it just so happened that before it died down, that it got Harvey Weinstein, too.
We don't care about Harvey Weinstein.
And Jeffrey Epstein. Speaking of Bill Cosby, man, you can have that book. Hand it to me so I can put it up here with your stuff. You gonna read it?
Yeah, I'm gonna read.
I super glued the paper down so it won't keep sliding in and out the book.
I got you.
Yeah. My bad.
I remember you said you enjoyed it, right?
Oh, yeah. I actually cried at the end, man.
For real?
I swear to God.
Not gonna be all emotional and shit.
Neil Young is suing Donald Trump over campaign copyright issues. That's what he gets.
That's still the funny shit in the world to me, that the president's getting sued. By, I think, what's the dude name?
Neil Young.
I think he's a singer.
Yeah, he is.
That's funny, though. We should all be able to sue the president.
You can.
For, like,
can
hate crimes anybody. And shit.
Today, I was actually looking up, like, how to make a citizen's arrest.
Why you?
I just, you know, I've always, you know, watching movies and shit, you've always heard about citizen's arrest. But I've never actually looked into it. Like, how do you make a citizen's arrest and shit? Like, If you grab somebody and hold them down, you would think that would be fucking kidnapping.
Yeah, that's true.
So I was looking up, you know, the do's and don'ts. You actually have to see somebody committing a crime, and you have X amount of time to arrest them after you see them commit the crime. You have to use as minimal force as possible, if any at all. But if you can avoid using any force, don't do it. But if you have to, use minimal as possible. Call 911. Hold them, detain them till the police get there. And when the police get there, explain to them why you made a citizen's arrest.
That's interesting. It's going to be hard to pull out, too.
Yeah, because you can't beat nobody up. Yeah. Shit, man. If you come up to me, if me and you didn't know each other and you came up to me just holding me, making a citizen's arrest, I'll try my best to beat fuck out of you.
I know you. You're going to have a good shot at doing it, too.
You wouldn't let no stranger grab and hold you, would you?
Fuck no.
That's what I'm talking about.
We finna box, nigga. Then you call the cops, oh no, nigga. I finna turn to Hulk.
Speaking of boxing, you know they made a little rule that Mike Tyson and Roy Jones can't knock each other out?
That's bullshit.
I told you it was gonna be a scripted fight, man.
I don't think it's gonna be scripted, but I think they're just trying to stop Mike from killing him. Like, Mike... I can't wait for this fight, though.
A lot of people said they're not going to watch it now. Can't nobody be knocked out.
That is fucked up.
Because you got to hold back.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're fighting, you're not used to holding back.
They not going to hold back. When someone hit you good in your face, nigga, no, fuck that.
You can give them a jab, but if you hit them right in that right spot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, nigga, we finna fight now.
So, yeah, I'm like you. I would knock them out, but I would be like, it was an accident. I didn't mean to knock them out.
This was gonna happen.
But I guess, you know, they don't want them to throw haymakers. They don't want them to come back from grandma's house.
They're just probably the age. They're like, you know, they probably trying to protect them.
You ever swung and miss? That shit's tiring, man. That shit'll wear you out.
That shit is tear you out.
I mean, just next time you up in an open space, swing as hard as you can. Just hit the air as hard as you can. That shit is tiring.
I'm sure it is.
Done these notes back to back. Speaking of irony, recent body cam footage shows Phoenix police officer fatally shooting an Arizona man. The family demands action. Ryan Whitaker, a white man, was shot by Officer Jeff Cook over a noise complaint. It's the small petty calls where the people get shot, man.
Oh, this is a segment I was waiting on, because we had a good talk this last segment. What's other story you had going on?
You want me to start over since you're rolling on camera?
Yeah, go read it again. Read it again, man.
Recent body cam footage shows Phoenix police officer fatally shooting Arizona man. The family demands action. A white male named Ryan Whitaker was shot by officer Jeff Cook over a noise complaint. It's a small petty call that someone gets shot. The very next note that I wrote down, that I came across, this was not done on purpose, you know, it just so happened, it was the very next note I came across. A man shoots at police with an AK-47 after shooting a store employee over a COVID-19 mask. The man was arrested / charged.
Now, nigga made a very, very interesting point when we were talking about this before. Nick, tell the people your point that you made. I thought this was a brilliant, brilliant point that you made.
That when police get a small little petty call to a noise complaint, they know ain't much going on. They ain't scared. They gonna come in there, you know, guns blazing. Like, get this motherfucking man. Noise complaint here. Yeah, kick the door in this shit. Being all swole with all air in their chest, you know. They gotta be big and bad and shit. But when they get called to a fucking gunfire, they get scared. I go, oh shit, this motherfucker got a gun. Don't shoot him. Don't shoot at him. Because if you shoot at him, he gonna shoot at us. The motherfuckers they supposed to shoot, they don't shoot. Motherfuckers they ain't supposed to shoot, don't stand a fucking Ice Cube's chance in hell. Or a fucking screen door's chance in hell on a submarine.
That was a brilliant point Nick made. I never thought about that, but anytime the cops pull up to a gunfight, somehow the gunman always survives.
Gets arrested. That's
just arrested or escorted out. But they go to a crime scene where no weapons are there.
Somebody dies.
Somebody dies.
By the hands of the police.
By the hands of the police. And they get off. Why the fuck is that a thing? That is insane to me. That's so... Well, we don't want nobody to die, but the fact that they are so willing to de-escalate the situation where there's a gun involved.
And they escalate,
and they escalate the situation where there is no weapons. Why is that?
Because they pussies, man.
Yeah, they definitely pussies. And racist, but pussy above all else.
I said that when the police gets hired, they should do a fear test. And they should be hooked up to a lie detector test asking do they have any racism in them whatsoever.
Absolutely.
And if they do, if they fail, don't hire.
Yeah, any history of prejudice, racism, hate crimes, any kind of shit like that. They need to be...
And I said that on another episode with Doug. He was like, man, you can't not hire police for a fear test, because if you get called to a bombing and shit and you go to it, your heart's gonna be racing. I was like, yeah, no doubt, but there should be a level of fear.
Yes.
Like if a police is too fucking scared to where he shoots first and ass later,
yes,
don't hire that motherfucker.
Yeah, like at the end of the day, you go through the training for a reason,
right?
That's like I'm a respiratory therapist. When I go into the emergency room for a gunshot patient or something, I have to stay calm. My heart is racing. All these things going on, but I have to stay calm in a sense of situation in a calm manner so I can try to save this person's life.
Gotta stay cool and collective.
Yes. Why should they not have that same training? Especially when they're supposed to be protecting and serving us.
But they're not.
Yes. They just... And this is another thing about cops. They are trained to kill. They're not trained to subdue. They're not taught how to subdue. They're taught to take headshots, body shots in the hole, all that shit. They're not trained to subdue nobody. Why is that?
That's the training now, man. They train them to now shoot first, ass later.
And that's stupid.
Some fucking third world country or whatever, they the ones that are protesting police brutality, they fucking kidnapping them and shit. Can't remember exactly where, but... It's the government itself. The government is fucking subduing people that's protesting.
To protect the cops.
Yeah.
This country's so fucking bad.
Let me ask you this. There's a little documentary coming on the ID channel Wednesday night. It's called, like, In the Midst of Hate or something like that. About where, in South Carolina, when they rioted about a month or so ago, and a silver charger, the protesters were blocking the road, and a silver charger just ran through.
Damn.
Do you remember Donald Trump? He said, if protesters in your way, just run them over.
Yeah,
you remember that, right?
Bullshit, yeah.
Okay? If the president says that, and you go out and do it, you shouldn't be charged for it, right? Should be like, man, the fucking president himself told me to do this.
Technically.
The president told me I could do this. So why are you arresting me? The president said, if they in my way, run them over. And they was in my way, I ran them over.
And a white man would get away with that shit.
I'm supposed to not listen to my president?
Oh, yeah. And of course, if you were to ask Donald Trump about it, he'd be like, I was just playing. I ain't mean that shit.
I'm anxious. I'm ready for the documentary to come on Wednesday night because I want to see what happened to the drop.
What's the name of it?
It's called, like, In the Midst of Hate or something like that.
That sounds like I need to watch that, too. That'd be good.
But if I miss it on TV, I can watch it on the ID Go app.
Remind me so I can try to record that.
Yeah, I'm finna look it up on TV right now. I'll tell you exactly what it's called and exactly what time.
So what do you think about all these places? Well, some places are trying to defund the police altogether.
I'm for it now. I wasn't going to say I'm against it. We need police. We need help. But no. Just like the other day when I told you that my cousin said he wasn't feeling too good. You know, he was real, real sick. And his left arm went numb. He was seeing spots and shit to check on him in an hour. An hour and a half went by, I ain't heard from him, so I checked on him, couldn't get him. So I called 911, I didn't have no way over there. I was going to send the ambulance over there. I called 911. They were like, we'll send an officer over there to do a wellness check. And I was like, nope. Guess what, he just texted me, he's alright. I don't even want the police to go over there and check on him, bro. That's sad.
And that's a great point. That's bad when the people that are supposed to protect you, you're scared of. Like, we don't even want to call 911. Especially niggas, we ain't trying to call them.
Right.
Because we don't know what's going to happen.
It comes on Wednesday night, August the 12th, at 8 p.m. Central Time. Impact of Hate. Charleston.
So let's say we end up with a few states or cities in the country with no police force. Do you think crime rises, or do you think...
It will for a while, but then it'll become a normal thing, you know?
Because when you think about it, what do the cops really do every day besides pull people over to arrest them? Like, they don't really do shit when you really think about it. Like,
not shit.
Like, if cops really ever protected the service, really?
Not really. Not really.
Yeah. Like, I can't remember last time a cop just did something heroic.
Right, that's just what I was going to say. If they're fucking riot and police looking at somebody finna shoot me, you think police gonna jump in front of that bullet for me? Fuck no.
They just gonna try to shoot him.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
You think all police should be given rubber bullets?
I think they should.
Me too.
I mean, they already trained how to take headshots. So just shoot the criminal in the damn head.
Yeah, me too. Or at least tranquilizer shots.
Now that would be good. They should be giving that. Give them a tranquilizer shot. put niggas to sleep.
Yeah, shoot them.
That's true. Yeah, why don't they do that? America's retarded. Why we got these niggas out here killing people?
We don't need no bullet, man.
Yeah. And I'm sure it'd be less money. Give them tranquilizer shots to put the criminals out. That way you have a lot less deaths in the world.
Right.
Judge will probably be bigger, but you know, nobody dying.
And then you'll know what police is really murdering people. Cause if you shoot a man 3 or 4 times and kill him with an overdose of that tranquilizer, you know he done it on purpose.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Cause these body cams, they don't care about these body cams. That shit it don't mean nothing when the person is dead.
Right.
And then the family's grieving and shit, and y'all gonna let the cop go nade on. Yeah. We need to be in the White House, man. We need to be making these suggestions and shit. Cause the government is stupid as fuck.
That they are, man.
Yeah, but we don't need fucking cops. We don't need ass.
At all.
For real.
At all.
I don't see why we need them.
At all. Yeah. If you walking in the woods and shit, and you get lost, if you call 911, you think they will help you?
I don't think they would.
Me neither. They probably arrest your ass for trespassing on somebody's property.
Yeah.
This is Alabama state property. You trespassing.
Yeah. Put you in jail for the weekend.
Put you in jail because you got lost, bro. That's, man. Fuck them motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's what I say, man. That whole infrastructure needs to just be reworked. Take out the guns from them niggas.
The district attorney wants to launch an investigation into Trump and his company over alleged banking insurance fraud. I just say, get him. Get him.
Yeah, get him out of here. You ever thought about robbing a bank or somehow trying to steal money from the bank, like hacking the system or something?
Hell yeah. All the time.
Because the money is insured.
Yeah.
So it's like, we ain't really stealing. We're just trying to make it nice better for ourselves.
If you was a hacker, and let's just say there was a ghost entity that could predict the future 100% accurately. If he tells you, look, you can hack into this bank, get $100 million out, and they'll never be able to trace it back to you, would you do it?
Absolutely.
You'd break a Ten Commandment, huh?
I'd break it, man. I do good with the money. The money's insured.
You'll give 10% to the church, huh?
Yeah, man, I really ain't stole nothing for real. That's how I see it.
So if I tell you I wanted to die and you kill me, you look at it as you didn't kill me?
Well, I wouldn't kill you, but...
But I'm just saying.
I mean, yeah, it's wrong because you're not supposed to kill.
You're not supposed to steal either.
I'm not stealing because the money's insured, so I'm technically not stealing.
I'm insured too, so there'll be money out of my debt.
No, you gone though.
The money's gone.
No, the money's still there. I just got some of it.
Oh, okay.
But it's still there.
I got you.
It's insured. The bank still got to give it to him.
A former producer of Ellen Show says there is a culture of fear at that show. I would like to see Mario Lopez replace Ellen.
Mario Lopez?
A.C. Slater from Saved by the Bell.
I don't see him in that role.
You know, he was second up to get the prizes right role. But Drew Carey got it. Your orange juice getting flat and watered down.
I forgot about my orange juice. I don't see Mario Lopez doing that, but he might do well, but...
Who would you like to see replace Ella? As far as like a medium mogul person.
I don't know. I don't watch talk show. That Puff Daddy doing shit. They did it get the end.
Hey, I believe that's beneath Diddy. He don't
got,
do no shit
it
like
is,
that.
But he got not a charisma and shit. He just got so much charisma.
If he do a talk show, I think he'll put it out on Revolt.
Absolutely he would.
Everyday Struggle, man. Is it coming back?
Yeah, I remember Joe said it was coming back.
Is it coming back like soon, or are they waiting till the coronavirus is over with?
I don't know if it's going to be back this year, but I know he said it got renewed for another, maybe one or two more seasons, I want to say.
They going to do it all together, or they going to Zoom? They're probably going to do it all together.
They're probably going to do it all together.
Now that basketball kinda, players is doing it all together and shit like that.
I think they'll do it together.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be no Zoom shit.
Yeah.
Did you watch every episode when it came out?
I ain't watched it in a while, to be honest with you. I kind of got mad when they got rid of Scottie Beam. I had a crush on Scottie Beam.
Yeah, oh man. I like that nappy curly hair.
Yeah.
I saw a Facebook post, man, that had a picture of George Floyd saying congrats on being 2 months drug free.
They so fucked up.
People, man. People wilding, man.
Yeah, man. Some things just ain't a joke. That's like, what's that girl named Tokyo Jets? You seen the video she made? After he died, she was joking with her friend talking about some, I'ma choke your ass out like George, like the cop did George for some shit like that.
Damn.
Yeah. Like right after he died.
You watch P-Valley yet? Any of P-Valley?
I started watching it.
Did you finish episode one?
I ain't finished because I was sleeping that night, but I started watching it. Mm. I'll try to get into it this weekend or tonight.
Should a 100% holy roller play / act in a TV / movie role that would break a Ten Commandment if real?
I mean,
like, you know, if you're 100% holy roller, can't play no homosexual in a, well, you can play a homosexual in a movie, but is it wrong if you're a holy roller to play a homosexual in a movie?
This is a good topic. This is a good topic too.
You calling somebody?
Nah.
Oh, you record?
Yeah. This would be an interesting topic to have.
I'll ask it again since the camera's rolling.
Okay.
Should a 100% holy roller play slash act in a TV and or movie role that, if real, would break a Ten Commandment? Example, is it okay to play a homosexual in a movie? A transgender homosexual in a movie or a TV role?
So, basically saying, should a Christian play a homosexual?
Right. And actually do homosexual things in the show, like kiss a man kiss another man.
I'm not going to say he...
Or is it okay just because it's a movie? Just because it's pretend?
Well, I'm not going to judge him, but I guess in the overall spectrum of it, you probably shouldn't be portraying that kind of lifestyle out in the world if you...
Because hundreds of thousands of people are going
to
see that.
Yeah, if you're going to be fully committed to the holy lifestyle, but you're going to judge him if he does it.
If you kissed another man in a movie and, you know, you didn't tell your mama you was playing a homosexual role, and then the movie come out and she seen you tongue it down a man, would she feel a type of way about it? Or would she cut up and play? Like, Muffin, why you ain't tell me you kissed a man?
No, my mama probably like, boy, what the hell you doing kissing that man on TV? Which I wouldn't be doing.
Oh, my bad.
Good. Which I wouldn't be doing. I'm not kissing no man. I don't think you pay me enough money to kiss a man.
Yeah. Like I said, we just regular people, $1,000 an episode. I don't think, you know, like maybe if you was on Johnny Depp's level or something like that, they might pay you millions of dollars to kiss somebody.
Well, this is another question. Do we consider him gay, even though he's...
Oh, no. No.
Consider him gay?
No.
That's interesting. Well, how come...
Like, because Uncle Clifford, when he was kissing the rapper Lil Murder in the show P-Valley, Lil Murder's real name is J. Alphonse, and Uncle Clifford's real name is Nico. J. Alphonse has got children in real life, and I think he's married. So he's not gay in real life. So just because he kissed a man on TV, I would still say he possibly has 0% homosexuality in him. That he was just doing that because it was a role. And maybe if he didn't do that, they would find somebody else to play that little murder part that would do that.
Okay. But what's that shit Tank said at that time? Like, if a guy... I don't know if he says if a guy experiments with a guy but then finds out he don't like it and he goes back straight, is he gay? Is he gay or is he not gay?
I don't say he's gay, but he's always going to be known as that, you know? Because you could be I've always been told you could be a bridge builder and build 100 million bridges. And if you're a dude, if you suck a dick one time, you'll be known as a dick sucker, not a bridge builder. You never heard that, huh?
I ain't never heard that one. So a man doing a gay act but not liking it don't make him gay.
I'll say he's got some gay tendencies.
Gay tendencies, but you're not gonna just call him gay.
Right.
Okay.
I think it's possible for a lesbian who ain't fucked nothing but girls for 20 years to go straight.
That's a big double standard we have in that conversation. Like, man, if you do one thing, gay, yeah, you gay forever. But a woman go back and forth with like us.
She's just experimenting.
Yeah, she's experimenting. Yeah. That's a crazy double standard that men and women have.
Yeah.
Why would we do that? That's interesting.
You know, since Lil Nas came out as gay, I really hadn't heard nothing else.
Yeah, sure, what a nigga at? Every time I see him, he posing, though, in some crazy magazine with an ugly-ass outfit.
He got a boyfriend, husband, I don't know. You know?
I have no idea.
So, I ain't really been hearing much about it. He was hot in 2019. Ain't really been hearing shit in 2020.
Ain't hearing shit from him no more. Well, shit, he probably made so much money from that song, he like, I ain't got to do shit else. That's like, who was it was had that big ass song a while back and you don't hear from him no more? Designer. Panda Panda song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't hear shit from that nigga no more.
Nah.
That's bad. You can make so much money off one song that you can just retire. I need to do that shit.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. We need to come up with a song, man. Just one hot song, make a few $1 million and get our residuals forever, then just sit down somewhere. I mean, we could do it, man. I'm serious. I think we could do it.
London on the track. Baby mama. London on the track, baby mama wants him fined $1,000 a day and jail for failing to take a DNA test.
$1,000 a day?
A day. So
what the hell wrong with her?
So $365,000 a year.
What the hell wrong with these women? Crazy. Who y'all think y'all is? Shit. Damn, bro, that's crazy. Women petty like that, bro.
Okay, but he failed to take a DNA test. Can she call herself his baby mama if there ain't been no DNA test? I mean, can she call him her baby daddy? I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah. You can't call that man your baby daddy.
You don't know for real.
If you don't know for real.
You don't know, girl. You can't be saying it.
Nah.
You want it to be.
Right.
But that ain't the case.
Officer who shot Michael Brown won't be charged. And they wonder why we riot, man.
Facts. Motherfuckers.
Black twin scholars receive racist letter after graduation. The headline being, consider moving to a hood of your kind.
Damn. You know what, man? As bad as racism is, it's kind of cool to know where we stand in the world.
It's coming back, man.
Yeah.
It's as bad now as it was in the 60s.
It's getting there.
I wouldn't be surprised if you go in a restaurant that they had black-only sections and white-only sections.
That might be coming, too. It's going to be fucked up.
I can see it.
It's scary to say I can see that, too. I can see that coming back.
They might have black section, white section, and others for Native Americans, Mexicans, whatever else.
But this good thing about it, though, that today that would be considered a hate crime, so you can't do it, but I can see people attempting to do it, though.
Well, they might. They probably loopholes in that law, like we do it to keep from a riot ensuing or anything like that.
That shit gonna start a riot.
Yeah, because you're going to have them bold and brazen, motherfucker. I'm going to sit where I want to sit.
Damn right. Every time.
I'm going to sit where I want to sit. You can't tell me where to sit. I'm going to sit where I want to sit. This is my good goddamn money. My money ain't no good. Going to have one of them motherfuckers acting shit like that. Body cam shows Arkansas man pleading, I can't breathe, before dying after police kneel on neck. 39-year-old Lionel Morris died the same way George Floyd
died. Ain't they supposed to be banning that?
We talked about that they should ban the knee.
I thought I heard they were supposed to be banning that from now on.
They banned the chokehold.
Okay.
Police can't do no chokehold. And they banned the no-knock warrant. Can't do that no more.
That's good.
In Kentucky, where it happened to Breonna Taylor. I ain't going to say Alabama nowhere else, but yeah. But, the chokehold is nationwide. Ain't no police supposed to use no chokehold. Now they need to do. Police can't knee on you.
I would hope they would do that soon.
They need to.
Facts.
You wanna go ahead and go to part two? We're back.
Like we never left this bitch.
The irony, man. Karma, man. Irony and karma. Jonathan Isaac was the first NBA player to stand for the national anthem and didn't wear a Black Lives Matter shirt. Shortly thereafter, tears his ACL and is out for the rest of the season.
It's a bad day everybody laughed about that.
You didn't kneel, we're going to take your knee.
That's crazy, man. I think the whole world just laughed at that. Like, ha, nigga, that's what you get. Not standing with the niggas.
No doubt.
That's where the drum roll. The drums come in.
The United States General Manager for TikTok says, we're not going anywhere.
I bought some stock in Microsoft, too, for when they buy it, because I feel like they're going to buy it.
And I feel like it's an election year. Trump ain't going to ban it before the re-election, because he don't want motherfuckers to be like, I'm not voting for Trump. I made money off of TikTok, and he took it away. So he going to let it keep going to after the election year.
I can see that. I feel like he finna do a lot of shit that he don't want to do, but just because it's about to be election time, he finna just start trying to make people happy.
And there've been rumors going around that Kanye West is only running for president, so people will 100% for sure vote for Donald Trump. So they'd be like, man, I ain't voting Kanye West, crazy black ass president. I reckon I'll go ahead and vote for Trump.
Kanye West is pissing me off with his running. That's all he doing, is being a dumb nigga trying to divide the votes. Stupid.
You think he doing it to be president, or you think he doing it so Trump can be president?
I think he feels like he can win, but he's not going to win, so he think he is going to try to help out Trump. I believe that. He has no idea what he's doing. He bad at making the ballots. And the ones you do make is nasty, man. He don't know what the fuck he doing.
Nah.
Sit your black ass down, nigga.
The judge grants Nicki Minaj's husband, Kenneth Petty, to be present when the baby is born. What's he locked up for? Child support and shit?
I think
Fucking with minor. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ellen is said to hate coming to work.
To really?
Right up her alley.
Now she comes out with that now when she's about to lose everything. Yeah, I hate coming to work. Okay, Ellen.
Boy, that goddamn Mark Zuckerberg is something else, ain't he? He don't like for nobody to get over him, do he? He wants to be the trendsetter. He wants to be the jack of all trades.
He got the money. Go for it, nigga.
There's a new feature on Instagram now called Reels. R-E-E-L-Z. And it's exactly like TikTok.
All these actually be copying from each other. That's all they do.
The same shit you could do on TikTok, you could do on Instagram Reels.
Hey, go for it, man. They've been doing this though, copying from each other.
You think he made an offer to TikTok and they said fuck you?
Possibly. I wouldn't doubt it.
You think he made an offer to Snapchat when Snapchat was hot and they said fuck you?
I'm sure he did. I wouldn't doubt it.
But he probably wouldn't buy it now. Snapchat probably hollering at Mark. Hey man, you wanna buy us?
He's like, fuck y'all, I just take y'all features and put it on my shit and call it something else.
Insta story.
And people are acting like it's different, but the same damn thing.
Insta live.
Yeah, all that.
It's all the same.
Yep.
A 37-year-old male killed a 22-year-old Burger King employee over the order taking too long. But there's new news in this, man. Come to find out that the 37-year-old man that killed the employee wasn't even at the Burger King. His girlfriend was. And the order was taking too long. It was $40 worth of food. She started cussing the 22-year-old out. He gave her money back and asked her to leave. She called her boyfriend to come up. Boyfriend come up, killed him. So she got locked up too.
I just hold some fucking Whoppers and fries.
Yeah, man,
we going to hell.
A Whataburger employee was fired for wearing a Black Lives Matter mask.
I'm sick of that. Hey, this has been going on a lot lately.
The manager says reason for firing over the Black Lives Matter mask is we're not getting into political politics. We're trying to stay away from that.
It's not political, it's a fucking shirt.
It was a mask.
That everyone is wearing. Mask with roll ties on it, whatever they want to have on their mask.
I mean, you should have asked the person to take the mask off instead of fucking firing them, bro.
Exactly. Why you firing the person? We know what that bullshit is.
And just, hey, all you had to say, hey, we're not trying to be political. You mind taking the mask off?
Yes, that's all you had to do.
Or changing mask, whatever.
That's bullshit.
The Oakland Athletics bench coach makes Nazi salute, then later apologizes. People just doing dumb shit, bro.
Facts.
Did you have any stocks in Ancestry.com?
Not a one. Well, I never thought to buy one in there.
Me neither. Would have been nice.
Did it just skyrocket or something?
Blackstone bought them. For $4.7 billion.
Shit. I would never thought to buy no stock in there.
Me neither. You ever used any Ancestry.com?
Not at all.
Me neither. What about that DNA shit, Ted?
As we just found out, my uncle, his first child was, we just found, well,
half white?
No. We didn't know she was his real daughter, but she was. We just found that out. So, yeah.
So you got a new cousin, huh?
Yep. Well, she's been around us for a while, but I guess some people were skeptical.
You ever slept with her?
Hell no.
I mean, I guess it would have been okay.
I believe she had a cousin because she looks like her brothers and sisters. They look alike, so... In my mind, I didn't have no doubt. But we know for sure now.
Is it Isa Rae or Issa Rae?
Issa Rae.
She is set to produce an HBO documentary on the history of black TV.
I have for Issa Rae, man. She doing her shit.
That ought to be interesting. I would like to watch that.
Her sexy black ass. Natural. Just naturally pretty girl.
Check this dumb shit out here. The Louisiana Supreme Court stands by the man's life sentence for stealing hedge clippers. Just a pair of little snip snip hedge clippers. He got like.
Where is this at? Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Man, some shit I just can't even comment on.
That's what I'm saying, man. A motherfucker could kill somebody and get away with it, and I could steal a piece of bubblegum. And I'm gone down that Green Mile.
How do we wake up every day in this country and states just let bullshit like that happen? Like, how does...
Turmoil, man. That's all it is, man.
Like, how is this the world we live in where shit like that happens and just...
Political turmoil. That's my answer. I was watching the ID channel earlier. A murder happened. A 17-year-old girl got her talked her ex-boyfriend into killing her mother. The ex-boyfriend got life without, and for orchestrating the plan, because she was under the age of 18, the max sentence was juvenile detention until 25. So she had her mama killed and all she done for 7 years. Damn, bro. Damn.
If she can get out and orchestrate more crimes, if she wants to.
She got out in 2017.
Oh, so she's out now.
Yeah, the crime happened in 2010, so she got out in 2017.
And you said, what her ass out there doing?
I don't know what she's doing, man. Like, it crossed my mind, like, where the fuck did she go? Her family won't have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she ain't got no loved ones.
Her daddy dead. Her boyfriend in jail. Where the fuck did she go when she got out? Because she was living with her mama.
Yeah, you had her, you had your mama killed. And this nigga was dumb enough to do it.
She told him that if he didn't kill her mama, that she was going to kill her mama, then kill herself. And he didn't want her to kill herself, so he killed her mom.
He didn't think to call, like, someone to say, hey, this girl is planning on killing her mom.
Yeah. While we're talking about killing and shit, former WWE star Marty Jannetty seemingly confesses to murders on social media. He stated that when he was 13, he worked at a bowling alley, and he was trying to buy weed from a man. The man said, come with me. He started grabbing Marty, started going down on him and shit, and you know what for. And then Marty said that the guy was never saw again after that. Damn. Hinting that the police should have checked the Chattanooga River in Alabama. Now the police are sending dive teams to that river and looking to see if there was a missing persons report around that time. So if they are, shit, they're going to lock Marty up. That motherfucker crazy, man. If I was 13 and now I'm fucking 63, bro, that's fucking 50 years you've been getting away with it. Now you're going to turn yourself in? Now you're going to fucking talk, Marty? You know who Marty Jannetty is? Mm-hmm. You remember that tag team Shawn Michaels started out with? When he first came in?
Yeah.
The Rockers? That was Shawn Michaels' tag team partner.
Guilty as a motherfucker.
Speaking of wrestling, WWE has a new thingamajiggy, a new show. It's called Raw Underground.
Isn't that one of them training shows for new wrestlers?
It's it's mixed martial arts mixed with wrestling. Okay. But it's all orchestrated.
Of course it is.
It's scripted. They had real fighting one time, but it turned into a shit show. Everybody got hurt. Everybody.
I'm sure.
Everybody got hurt.
I'm sure they did.
Because how can you fucking take fucking wrestlers who are doing scripted artwork?
Yeah.
Everything, you know, is done lightly. And then tell them just one day, hey, beat the shit out of her with everything you got. No training whatsoever. Just get in there and fight.
I don't think this show gonna be around long.
But now, like, literally, mother, they fucking picking one of them up, bouncing them, and hit them on the face just like this. That's it. Literally.
Okay.
Did you watch fake MMA? Did you? All right. No, people don't watch wrestling because they say wrestling's fake.
Yeah.
Just imagine now about doing wrestling, doing the MMA, bro.
Oh, this. I don't see the show being around long.
We're gonna take a quick pause for the calls. I'm gonna let Muff watch a clip, and I'll let him come back to give y'all a further detail of what he thinks about it. But we are back, and Muff has watched WWE Raw Underground. Thought process.
That's the funniest, fakest shit ever.
Funniest, fakest shit ever.
Yeah.
See it going anywhere?
Not at all.
You see it hurt? You think it will hurt WWE's ratings? You think they'll fall, or you think they'll just stay the same?
Yeah, they stay the same. I don't think no one gonna pay no attention. Bullshit.
So if you watch wrestling, you fast forward through the Raw Underground parts, huh?
After a while, I would, but right now it's funny. It's just funny to watch. This ain't watching a bad movie. There's nothing funny than watching just a bad movie.
They literally throw punches soft as pillows.
Yeah.
Like barely hit one of them.
Who punches like that anyway? And then half the time the dude's punching the damn mat. You ain't even punching the dude's face, man.
That's kind of insulting to the sport of MMA.
It's insulting to the people watching, because we can tell that shit is trash.
True.
Like, act better, damn it.
If you were Dana White, the owner and president of USC, would you feel a type of way?
Dana White saying, y'all, he ain't paying no attention.
Man, what the fuck are y'all doing?
That's exactly what he's saying. What the fuck is that?
If they were going to do it, man, they should have went all out and done it real.
Yeah,
man.
Just go real. Because this is just funny. It's bad fun, too.
Yeah, man.
It's not even good funny. It's bad funny.
I don't see it taking off at all.
I don't either. It won't. It's not going to be around. It's gonna backfire.
New music, man.
You gonna play WAP, man?
WAP. Cardi B. Meg Thee Stallion. Thoughts?
It's what I expect it to be.
Yeah, me too.
Nothing special, but it's gonna work.
In the cover art of the song, who you think looks better? Meg or Cardi?
Cardi looks good, man. They look alike in the damn cover art.
I swear.
They look very much alike. It's crazy because they're so different in person. Watch the video.
Cardi's tongue got a little curl to in a twist tip.
I'm sure.
Man.
I bet sex with either one of them will be just fucking amazing.
If you had to choose to hit one, you could only hit one. Which one would you choose?
That's hard, man. Because I feel like both of them are very good in bed. I feel like Carter would just be open for more shit.
Think so?
Absolutely. No, I flip a coin. I just flip a coin. Okay. It don't aim out. It don't aim out, man. I just feel like the sex would just be great.
You ever heard of NLE Chopper?
Yes.
You like his music? He's kind of like a Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah. I mean, nothing special, just like sound like the rest of these crazy rappers out here to me.
Kinda sound like he sampled Love in Your Mouth. You know what song I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Ooh, ah, 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 ah. Love in your mind.
I ain't bad.
Show love. Yeah, he sampled that shit hard.
I don't mind it. Nice little track.
Who sings the song Love in the Mind?
I don't remember.
You think he got permission to sample?
He would have to.
Yeah, he got to. Because I remember Eminem said he had a song ready to go that was going to be on Music to Be Murdered By, but it got stopped because he never did get permission for the sample.
I wonder why he didn't go for it.
So he made the song, and you know, he sent it to whoever he sampled the song, the beat from, and the person never got back with him.
They might didn't like it, his version or his flip of it or whatever. Knowing him, he's probably saying some controversial shit on that day. He was like, I ain't finna be attached to this.
Nelly is back on another country song.
As he always is.
Think Nelly gonna fucking come back with another rap album?
I don't think he is.
Nah.
At all.
You couldn't sell two copies if you pressed a double album. You like Kane Brown?
Kane who?
Kane Brown.
No idea who he is.
One of the top country singers? This is the Nelly King Brown song. Or should I say the King Brown Nelly song? Wish that you were here tonight, drinking vodka soda, extra limes, and we could just get back to being us. 'Cause I just wanna be cool again, cool again, cool again, like we were last summer with you again, you. So you could rock with it, huh?
I could rock with that.
You listen to G.I. the Prince?
Mm-mm.
Me neither. I ain't gonna play it. I'll just, you know.
I think I listened to his last song. It was cool. It wouldn't sound bad. I think I downloaded a mixtape or album of his. I just ain't listened to it yet.
The song I played at the beginning of this episode was Sleep With Me by Jacob Lattimore and Jagged Edge.
I heard they just put an album out. I think it's Jagged Edge. Yeah, they just put an album out with like a bunch of songs on it.
Rod Wave come out with a deluxe to his album. Da Baby come out with a deluxe to his album.
I ain't listened to it yet though.
JoJo, she come out with a new song called What You Need.
I love JoJo.
And it's Wave in the Streets, man.
I love JoJo.
Me too. You heard it yet?
Mm-mm.
I like it. If your girlfriend was a professional singer, would you let her serenade you singing to you every night before you go to sleep?
I love her singing every night.
Acapella?
Hell yeah.
I can fuck with it, man.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to have a girl who could just sing.
Yeah, I believe I would let her acapella serenade me every night.
Facts, every night, put me to bed.
Even if it's just hitting one or two notes.
Yep.
And that's really it as far as the people we know on the single-wise. I'll go to the albums that come out, which really ain't shit. Victoria Monet put out an album. NLE Choppa put out an album. I had to listen to it, beginning to end. Pop Can put out an album. You know him?
No.
He's a reggae rapper. And that's pretty much it, man. As far as people we know. Jacob Lattimore put out an album. Bronson put out an album. Do you know Bronson? I know Action Bronson, yeah, but I don't know just Bronson.
I don't know Bronson. What the hell is Action Bronson anyway?
I don't know. That's pretty much it, man. That's pretty much it.
Nothing exciting then. What?
Kanye still ain't dropped.
I don't want to hear shit from Kanye, but I'm bowing out of this race. That's all. This next thing I want to hear from him. I'm not going to run. Say that, nigga.
Oh, you don't want to hear My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy?
I will fucking
part
love,
two?
I will fucking love to. But I don't know if he's in that space to make another beautiful album like that.
You ever heard that song where somebody on YouTube put all of his crazy sayings into one song?
No.
Oh, my God. That shit is so funny.
I can imagine. 'Cause he got some shit that he said.
It's Kanye West as an Impala song.
Man, the things people do with me on the internet.
I am the God. You create your own language, man. You ain't been to the education. You don't realize I'm so frustrated. People think I'm out of my motivation. It's got the answer.
Patrick, you know this song so well.
I like this shit, man. Where I see signs, I see them.
I wonder if he create that, the name it's for that. Did he come up with that?
Racism's cousin.
I ain't gotta kill, man. You hear all this shit that Kanye said before, man? The influential person is footwear.
Talk to him like I'm a 4-year-old, man. Ultimate goal is to be like water.
I would love him to be like water.
Such a megalomaniac. He went to art college, man.
He really didn't play the whole song, too.
You ain't got the answers. When you don't feel like playing with a cat, muff, that's racism. You ain't got the answers, Mo.
I don't have the answer, man.
Hey, you ain't been doing the education.
Somebody gotta sit Kanye down, man.
Like, I'm super surprised you never heard that song.
I don't
yet.
Want to hear it. I don't hear nothing Kanye has to say no more. He got to sit down somewhere.
Did he ever become a doctor? Or he didn't finish?
I don't think he finished. I'm sure he didn't finish.
You ever seen Wreck-It Ralph?
No.
It's in his clothes, man. I am Wreck-It Ralph. He's in his clothes, bro. Ah! Hey, people on the internet, undefeated.
Facts. Some of y'all need to be defeated, though. So y'all need to really be defeated.
Before we get out of here, man, we might as well check, see if anything new happened since we've been pod.
Yeah.
You know, I would hate to stop and then look and see something, man, but like, damn. All
right.
Yeah. So if ain't nothing went down, we're going to get on up out of here. But if something went down, we're going to talk about it for a second.
My signal probably going to be trash.
I'm pulling up baller alert on my shit.
I thought I was on Shade Room.
There it is, Mo. The TikTok shit, Reels.
And people already taking advantage of it.
Yeah. I spelled it wrong earlier, people. I said that new Instagram TikTok version was R-E-E-L-Z. It's R-E-E-L-S. Reels.
Clever title.
That might be a good episode named Reels.
Yeah. This was a Reels episode.
Is this anything to talk about? I really don't think so.
Another day. It's another day to me. I don't think shit going on. They still debating over the stimulus check.
2 Chainz talks verses with Rick Ross, announces College Grove 2 with Lil Wayne. Would you like a Lil Wayne 2 Chainz album?
I don't. Did I listen to the first one? I don't remember. I don't think I listened to the first one. Till
they got an album together already?
Yeah,
College Grove.
Yep.
Damn.
I think they called it a mixtape though, but it was a while back, some years back they did that.
Like, Lean, ain't really shit happened since we've been podding, man.
Lane Friday.
Did you get that picture of the Southwest Airlines will no longer clean armrests and seatbelts in between flights.
In between flights, yeah, I saw that. Don't know how wise that is, but I saw it.
Did you get that picture I seen you of the news girl in Alabama, in Mobile?
What, the cute girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's so bad.
We do have some cute news girls down here, though. Let them two girls be coming on Channel 3. I think it's Channel 5, one of them. It's a black girl. She real cute.
That's her on the right. If you wonder who I'm talking about out there in podcast land, I'm talking about Shelby Myers from Fox 10. W-A-L-A. I can see it now getting a fucking... She got a monkey. I always wanted one of them little monkeys.
For real?
You ain't ever watched Ace Ventura?
Oh, yeah.
That's what made me start wanting one of them monkeys.
Now, you think about news, it's like the first podcast. They could probably like copyright that or something.
True.
The way how podcasts are designed. Wonder whoever like came up the first news show. Well, I'm sure he's dead now, but.
Would you bang her?
I would bang her. She's cute.
You too. That's all I got, people. Thank you for listening. The Looney Tunes, episode 10.
Episode 66 of Real, a.k.a. Truth. Appreciate y'all, man.
Until next time.
We out.
Check out P-Valley Muff, don't forget.
Yeah, I'm finished watching it.
Waco, don't forget.
I want to watch Waco, too.
The Guyana Tragedy. The Jim Jones movie. Like the real movie. Don't forget.
I forget.
The one I sent you the link on YouTube 3 times already. Finna be number 4.
Yep.
I'm out.
We out, man.